In response to William Crashaw's sermon given in London, Thomas Scanlon notes in his article, Preaching the Nation, the Sermon as Promotion, in his book, Colonial Writing in the New World, 1853 to 1671, that the use of language of exchange is coupled with the language of Christianity and conversion, and states that this element of Crashaw renders in no uncertain terms the coercive nature of the marketplace in which the native inhabitants will find themselves. Everything about the exchange will be determined in advance by the English, the commodities to be traded, their quantities, and their prices. In addition to this, the language Crashaw uses assumes a need from the natives and their desire to want to trade or have extra goods provided by the English. Crashaw's language of what they will spare, we will take, also opens up a potential for an economy of forced exchange or even robbery between the natives and the English. In addition, by offering intangibles and placing them at a higher value for the natives, the English are freed from the obligation of paying for what they need and exchange with the natives in order to survive and make Jamestown a success. Crashaw's language has also, interestingly, even set up a theoretical debt between the natives and the English, for the natives to repay the English for their goods and goodness.